Saludos. Somos los estudiantes de La Guardia y este es nuestro proyecto. This project represents the linguistic diversity of Jackson Heights.
My name is Armand. I was born right here and lived a couple of blocks down now.
Do you feel that the demographic in Jackson Heights has changed since you were a kid?
To be honest, it hasn't. So right now we're like around 74th Street, but like it also goes all the way towards 93rd and 94th Street. And so this area around here, it would mostly be like Asian. So Nepali, Pakistan, Bangladesh, India, things around there. But then towards when you get towards the 80s, it's like more Spanish people. So this is like more like Asia, but then it like merges to like Asia and then Spanish, then Spanish.
So it's always been like kind of divided since like growing up.
It's been divided, but at the same time also like integrated, because you see like a Spanish restaurant next to an Indian restaurant. So that's kind of been what the demographic's been like.
That's pretty cool. I mean, it's good to see that after all the years that things have still stayed the same for you.
Yeah, Jackson Heights, I saw online somewhere, it's like the second most diverse neighborhood in the country or the world, something like that.
I mean, you don't see a lot of spaces that welcome integration like that. What's your nationality, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm from Bangladesh.
Okay, so you live around where other Bangladeshi people live?
I used to live where they were like mixed, but then I moved to 93rd Street like 15 years ago, so when I was like 4 or 5.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's where like there was more Spanish, and you know, some black people too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you feel like that change impacted you positively or negatively?
I think it's positive because it's made me more open to other people. For me, I've been around everyone, so it's not like I have any prejudice against anybody.
Would you say the diversity in this area has made you more welcoming to diversity in general?
Yeah.
Okay, that's dope, bro. Like, do you speak any other languages?
Yeah, I speak Bengali.
You feel like culturally connected to your roots?
Yeah, because for example, my job is down there. It's like it's a banquet hall. You give like Indian food, so I've tried a lot of different foods from my culture.
Oh, okay. So that's cool. Like kind of like a gateway. So like you're always connected. Okay.
And at the same time, I work with people from my country, so I could like practice my language.
It's like you're always talking to people like from back home and stuff like that. Have you ever visited?
I visited when I was 2 and then when I was in second grade.
Second grade. Oh, so you don't really remember much?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I was going to say, like, do you feel like the environment that like you work in kind of resembles the environment back at home, like community-wise?
Community-wise, yeah. I think it's like what it's back home. You see, like, groups of people, like, from the same countries. Like, they're all just, like, hanging around together, but they're still in the same area, but, like, but you'd see stuff like that back home, like people just chilling outside. Like you know how they have the Diversity Plaza over there?
Yeah.
With the seats and everything?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you like when it's nice out, you'd be seeing people just like, you know.
Just chilling.
So your parents came here, right?
Yeah.
When did they come?
98, my dad came, 99, my mom came.
So do they hold Bengali tradition to high importance?
To be honest, me and myself, I'm more like Americanized, but they really value the food. So they make food from back home and that's what I'll be eating most of the time.
Do you think if you have children, like, would you want to pass down the language?
Yeah, definitely. I want to pass down the language. Like my school has Bengali in it, so I want to take that so I could fix mine, and that way like my children would know the language as well.
So like you speak Bengali but just like not fluently, or just
People compare me to a baby when I speak Bengali. That's my level. They think I'm adorable when I speak it, but that's
you
just
like speaking some of it, because now I'm highly intrigued.
Oh man, what do you guys want to hear?
Like, you know, just introduce yourself like how you did.
Assalamualaikum, amar naam Arman.
You do sound like a baby.
Yeah, that's just me saying what my name, yeah. Bengali.
I mean, not in a bad way though. Like,
yeah, I understand. It could use some work.
Do you think it's not that you speak like a baby, maybe you're unconfident in the way you speak?
Yeah, it's definitely like that. Because sometimes if you speak to someone, they might just cut your ass about it.
Do you feel like in your country they judge your cultural connection as your worth? Like if you're not as connected to your culture?
Yo, definitely.
That's a fact.
Yeah. That's so true, because like me, I have tattoos and piercings, and Bengali people don't really have that. A lot of adults be like judging you based off of that.
So do you feel, even though you have 2 Bangla parents, that you're also half American?
Oh, no, I don't think I'm half American. American is a really like broad term, you know. People like, if I went to like another country like Japan, they would automatically just categorize me as American. But being in the United States, I don't really consider myself. I'm American, right? But like I don't openly say that. If someone asks me my nationality, I say Bengali.
Yeah,
I don't say American, because I'm Bengali, you know.
Would you say Bengali American?
See, that's valid too, but
you feel like that doesn't convey who you are?
Exactly.
I get that.
it still applies, but like I guess Bengali's more.
I mean, I bring it up because you mentioned that you feel like you're more Americanized.
Yeah.
And it's like once you're indulging in the American culture, would that not mean that you're an American person? Because then, like, what is America outside of its culture and its language?
That's true. I'm Americanized, but like, there's like, it's like a spectrum, you know?
Yeah.
Where like you could be like too like, it's not bad like to be like fully invested in your culture versus, but like, since I couldn't really be fully invested in my culture because. I moved from like I guess the Asian area back to like towards the Spanish area, right?
Yeah.
So there I had to only know English.
Yeah, and you had to adjust.
Yeah, and we were learning Spanish too, so those are basically what I was doing, English and Spanish, and I wasn't really using Bengali outside of the home.
Thank you.
Right, I hope that was helpful.
It was very helpful.